我今天要讲的道是，好，看不太清楚，耶稣的事工。
Today we're talking about Jesus' ministry.
这个是在马可福音第一章。
The text came from Mark chapter 1.
16节到最后一节。
From verse 16 to last.
帮我翻译是很困难的事情。
It's hard to translate for John.
因为我没写出来。
Because I don't have the verbatim script.
所以说我是想到什么说什么。
So I'll just speak on the whim.
但是 Sarah 是一个非常好的翻译。
But John is a good preacher.
你随便讲什么，他都可以翻出来。
I'll try my best.
好，我先做个祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
天父，我感谢赞美你，真的是让我们大家聚集在这里。主，我们把我们这一段时间都恭敬仰望在你手上。主，你保守我。保守 Sarah， 保守我们每一个会众，主要让我们一起来敬拜你。主也求你保守孩子的口，说出来的话真的是透过圣灵说出来的。主，我们真的是仰望你，让我们借着这段圣经使我们的心全然的归向你，来传扬福音。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。好，我看第一节经文。
Let's go to the text.
好，反了啊。好，这个当时这个故事呢发生在加利利。
So this story took place in Galilee.
啊，我这个是一个加利利的一个图。我只有回头看啊。整个在当时呢，加利利有上加利利、下加利利，这是一个加利利的湖。
So it was divided into two regions, Upper Galilee and the Lower, and then there's also the Sea of Galilee on the right.
好，当时呢，在这个犹这个整个犹大地区啊，这个叫以色列地区呢，有三个省，一个是加利利省，一个是撒玛利亚省，一个是犹大省或者犹太省。
In the whole land of Judea, it was separated into three provinces. In the north, we have Galilee. The middle is Samaria, and then in the south is Judea.
啊，加利利这有个湖，就是叫加利利湖。
And this lake is called the Lake of Galilee.
好，那里面有一个地方呢，叫加百隆，就在这个地方。
And there's a city on the north part of that lake called Capernaum.
好，啊，这个就是加利利海，啊，这个湖啊又叫海。
So this is a picture of that lake.
好，就这个就是加百隆这个地方。
This is where the city is Capernaum.
好。然后呢，他第一章第一节就开始说了，耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本来是打鱼的。
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
所以说呢，这他一来了，他就是找的是打鱼的人。
When Jesus came, he saw these fishermen.
哎，他没有说去找那个宫里面啊，他去找那些高官贵族。
He did not go to the palace to find those high officials.
你看，保罗就是一个很有学问的人。
And the apostle Paul was a very knowledgeable and wise person.
但是耶稣一来找呢，就是找那些底下的人。
But when Jesus called his disciples, he called these lowly people.
他说是打鱼的人。
They were fishermen.
哥林多前书就说过这些一些话。
In First Corinthians, it says this.
他说他不会找这些这聪明的、智慧的。
That God turned away the wise.
他是找那些愚拙的。
He called on the foolish.
找那些本来没有的、穷的。
Call on those poor ones, those who are without.
所以说，耶稣一来，他是先从下层开始。
So when Jesus comes, he starts from the very bottom.
好。我要换一张，换一张，可不可以这样换呢？啊，好，啊，还是字还是小啊，本来字很大的。
不会啊，这样 OK 啊。
可以啊。后来我今天后来知道要加英文，我又把英文加去了，所以说把字又弄小了一点了。
Oh, because I have to add English in there, so the words are small.
昨天晚上才加进去的。
Added last night.
好，耶稣对他们说：“你们对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
So Jesus said to them, "Come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people."
他说要得人如得鱼。
He said, "I will make you fishers of men, fishermen of."
本来他是钓鱼的。
They were fishermen.
但是呢，现在要去钓人了。
But now they are going to go fish for people.
但他不是在海里去钓人了，他是在陆地上去钓。
And of course, this will be not be dumped in the sea.
好，他们呢？你看下是我再往下走啊，十八节有吗？我看不太清楚。
没有十八。
哎呀，
十九。
哦，有十八。
十八的人。
哦，在这儿，在这儿。对，他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And they left their nets and followed him.
他用了个立刻两个字。
At once.
所以说他们没有说犹豫一下。
So they did not hesitate.
他没有说，哎，我给家里人说一下。
They did not say, let me go home and arrange my affairs.
我跟太太商量一下。
Or let me go console my wife.
我敬畏我的父母。
Or I respect my parents.
所以说我们开个家庭会。
So we have to have a family meeting.
然后来大家做一个决定。
And we will make this decision together.
然后我们再来跟从你。
And then we will follow.
没有，他马上就立刻就跟从了他。
They didn't say anything like that. They followed him at once.
好，所以说就选了两个门徒。
So Jesus called his first two disciples.
然后呢，他又继续往前走。
And then he continued to walk forward.
又看见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。
He saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in the boat preparing their nets.
哎，这又有两个兄弟了啊，雅各和约翰。
This is a set of two brothers.
在干嘛呢
？What were they doing?
在捕网。
They were preparing their nets.
三天打鱼，两天晒网。
They were preparing their nets while they are not fishing.
前面两个门徒呢是在撒网。
The two disciples, the first two, they were casting their nets.
这个呢在捕网。
And these two were preparing their nets.
啊，看好有点不同啊。
So they were different.
耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把西比泰和雇工留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
这两个渔夫呢比较有钱。
So these two fishermen were obviously maybe richer.
因为他父亲还有雇工。
Because they had hired men.
所以说他们就把这个船呢就不要了，就马上就船都不要了，马上就跟从耶稣了。
So they left their boat behind. They followed Jesus.
好。到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach.
好，我这个把它看一看。那当时这个是个加百农一个会堂的遗址。
This is a picture of the remains of the synagogue.
是不是
the synagogue? A synagogue.
是不是耶稣讲道的那个遗址我就不知道了。
I don't know whether this is where Jesus preached.
但是你看这个是很古老的。
But apparently it's very old.
好。然后呢，众人很稀奇他的教训。
And the people were amazed at his teaching.
因为他教训他们的时候呢，正像有权柄的人。
Because when he teach them, he taught as one who had authority.
不像文士。
Not as the teachers of the law.
什么是文士呢？
Who are the teachers of the law?
文士就是誊写圣经的那些人。
These are the people who copied the text of the scriptures.
哦，他们誊写圣经之前呢？
Before they do that.
他们要洗手。
They wash their hands.
还要洗澡。
They have to bathe.
然后才来誊写。
And then they are prepared to copy the text.
他们对圣经非常娴熟。
And they know their Bible very well.
但是耶稣讲道呢？
But when Jesus was preaching,
比他们讲的还要好。
He was better and had more authority than these scribes.
因为他有权柄。
Because he had the authority.
我相信他讲道的时候。
I believe that when he was preaching,
他好像就是从天上来的人一样。
He was like someone who came from heaven.
就是从天上来的神一样。
Like a God from heaven.
好，那他是怎么讲的呢？
And how did he preach?
我就是在这个路加福音选了一段经文。
This is a text from Luke.
好，这个好，我要回头看啊。那么，这个是在路加福音四章十六节。
In chapter 4 of Luke, verse 16.
我看不太清楚那个，所以说回头啊，回头。耶稣来到拉撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，他站起来要念圣经。
He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue. As was his custom, he stood up to read.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到了一处写着说。
And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found a place where it is written.
啊，你看他翻译的时候，或者他读的时候，他说有卷的啊，卷一下。
And this is a scroll.
哎，他那个圣经不像我们这样翻的哦。
This is not like.
它有两个轴。
There are two poles.
一个轴在这边，一个轴在这边。然后呢，翻圣经的时候是卷的。
So as they are looking through the text,
是羊皮卷或者什么卷是卷的。
Scrolling the text to unveil the new part.
啊，有一次我去
parchment.
有个犹太人的教会，是信耶稣的教会。
Once I went to a Messianic Jewish church.
他们读哥林多前书。
They were reading from First Corinthians.
哇，那就是卷的。
And they used the scroll.
卷到了了，就开始读了。
And then when they find a place, they start to read.
所以说他们读圣经是啊、就是圣中文没有翻译出来，但是英文刚才他读的时候，我突然听到一个 rolling， 就是卷的。
So in the Chinese translation it does not specify, but in the English we see the word unrolling.
好，耶稣就开始读圣经里的内容了。
And then Jesus starts to read.
他说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用。”高我叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
The spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoned and recovery of the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
这个主的灵照在我身上。
He said the spirit of the Lord is on me.
他用膏我。
He has anointed me with oil.
为什么这个膏是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to anoint?
在旧约时代有三种人会被膏的。
In the Old Testament, there are three kind of people that are anointed.
君王。
The kings.
先知。
The prophets.
祭司。
And the priests.
那么你被膏的话，你就是三者。三个之一。
If somebody is anointed, then they are one of these.
或者三合一。
Or all of three.
我相信耶稣是三合一。
And we believe that Jesus is all three.
因为他三个身份集中在他一个人身上。
Because he had all three identities.
君王。
He was the king.
还有。
And.
大声一点。先知还有呢。
Prophets. And lastly, priests.
啊，好厉害啊！
Very good job.
他叫我传哦，对不起啊，我有点不会用这个啊，你们忍受一下。好，他叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
He said that he is there to preach the gospel to the poor.
他先找的是打鱼的人啊。
First he went to the fishermen.
啊，然后呢，差遣我报告。
And then he sent me to proclaim.
被掳的得释放。
Freedom for the prisoners.
被掳的是谁呢？
Who are the prisoners?
其实最大的被掳的就是被罪所捆绑的人。
The prisoners are the people who are bound by sin.
啊，我们原来没有信耶稣的时候，我们是被捆在罪里面。
Before we know Jesus, we were bound by sin.
我不想犯罪。
I don't want to sin.
但是我还是要犯罪。
But I do it anyway.
保罗说的。
This is what Paul said.
立志行善由得我。
He said I can make a decision to be good.
但是行得出行不出是由不得我。
But I cannot carry it out.
哎呀，我想做好事。
I want to be good.
做得出来做不出来就不在我掌握之中了。
But I have no control over whether or not I can actually do it.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为我们被罪所捆绑。
Because we are bounded by sin.
有时候可以想，哎呀，我要做好事情。
Sometimes we can say that I want to do good.
啊，我的心多好啊！每个人都说我心好好。
And everybody wants to say that I have a good heart.
但是每个人都说他心好的时候，你觉得他还是不好。
But it's curious that when somebody says I have a good heart, judging by your point of view, you don't think he's a good person.
其实他肯定利益，他想做好事。
And maybe he has a good intention.
但是他没有信耶稣的话。
But without Jesus,
他做不出来的。
He cannot actually commit to it.
所以说耶稣说。我要让被掳的得释放。
So Jesus says, I want to set proclaim freedom to the prisoners.
瞎眼的看见。
And the recovery of sight for the blind.
谁是瞎眼的
？Who are the blind?
其实就是看不见神的灵， 听不到神的声音，哎，这些人就是瞎眼的。
Those who cannot sense God's spirit and listen, hear God's voice, these are the blind.
啊，法利，耶稣就说那些法利赛人是瞎眼的。
Jesus said these Pharisees were blind.
因为他看见神，耶稣所行的神迹，还说是耶稣是这个魔，这个鬼王差来的。
Because they saw Jesus' sign, his wonder, he cast out demons, and they said that they cast out the demon because he was sent by the demon king.
所以说，你看他是不是瞎眼的
？So they were blind to the truth.
耶稣说：“你睁眼说瞎话。”
Jesus said, "You are lying through your teeth."
哎，英文中文很难翻，睁眼说瞎话，哎，就这个意思啊。他不光不好，你看。瞎眼的得看见，哎，叫那受压制的得自由。
And to set the oppressed free.
啊，我们都是被罪压制的。
We are all under the oppression of sin.
在旧中国有三座大山。
In 旧中国。
哎呀，算了。就是共产党掌权以前，哎，对，旧中国有三座大山。
So in China before.The communists took over.
哎，那个。
Before 1949.
季老师帮我说一下哪三座大山。
There were three mountains.
封建主义。
The three sinful mountains.
还有什么呢？帝国主义还有呢。
The feudalism, the nationalism.
姑爹呢？什么是还有个什么？啊？资本主义。
And the
帝国主义、封建主义、资本主义。
什么是资本主义 ？Capitalism. Sorry.
好，耶稣就说了。压制的得自由，本来中国人是被这三座大山压的啊，我就随便讲。
So Jesus said that the oppressed could be set free, and of course, according to the communists, the Chinese people were oppressed by these capitalism and feudalism, and what was the other one?
I don't know. Feudal.
Nationalism. Okay, thank you.
所以说呢，共产党来了呢，就把这三座大山就压，就他挪开了。
And when the Communist Party came, they removed these three mountains.
啊，那新中国的人是不是没有压，没有大山了呢
？Now does that mean that new Chinese people do not have these oppressions?
我觉得还是有很多大山的。
I think they are still there. There are different oppressions.
哎呀，你看看没有，比三座大山还要多啊！
Now we have even bigger.
好，感谢主。但是耶稣说。我要让受压制的得自由。
But Jesus said, "I want to set the oppressed free."
然后他说了一句话。
And then he said this.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
哇，喜年，什么是喜年啊
？What is the year of the Lord's favor?
什么是喜年
？Happiness, jubilee.
哎 ，jubilee， 哎，就是多少年发生一次
？60 years.
I would say 70.
49? Okay. Yeah,
yeah, even 49, 70 or something like that. Okay.
So the year of the favor or the jubilee
yeah, 49,
happens every
49.
maybe 49 years.
因为每七年是个安息年。
Because every 7 years is the year of Sabbath.
七个安息年就加起来就是一个喜年。
Every seven year of the Sabbath, it will be the year of jubilee.
喜年的时候，犹太人很高兴哦。
It's a great occasion of celebration for the Jewish people.
我从这个 Sarah 从我这买了个房子。
For example, if I bought a house from John.
到了喜年的时候。
When the jubilee year of jubilee comes.
我要还给他。
我要还给你。I have to return the house to John.
啊不，你哦，你从我买，哎呀，我说反了，刚刚 OK， 哦对，我刚刚说反了，对不起。我又得了个房子，哎呀，这喜年是很好的。
So this is the year of jubilee.
Oh,
I bought a house and then I have to return it.
哎呀，那我很高兴了。
So of course the original owner is very happy.
耶稣，当奴隶的呢又得自由了。
And the slaves will be set free.
所有的债呢都不用还了。
All the debts are cleared off.
哎呀，喜年照说照神的话语来说的话。
According to God's words.
喜年要三年不工作的。
When you hit the year of jubilee, you take a 3-year vacation.
哈，你天天享受啊。
And then you just enjoy the fruit of your labor.
犹太人在历史上有没有过过喜年啊
？Do you think the Jewish people had ever been to a year of jubilee?
从来没有过喜年。
Not in our history.
犹太人过过安息年没有
？How about the year of Sabbath?
也没有安息年。
They did not do that either.
犹太人被掳的其中一个原因。
The one of the reasons that the Jewish people were captured.
是他们没有享受过安息年。
Because they didn't observe the year of Sabbath.
神就这样说的。
So God said this.
我要让这个土地安息。
He said the land has to be able to take a break.
安息七十年。
Also, the land can take a break for 70 years.
因为四百九十年他们都没有安息，好像是。
Because they did not take a break for 490 years.
所以说犹太人被掳了。
So when they went to exile for 70 years.
七十年一到，哎，犹太人就回去了。
At the end of 70 years, they returned.
哎，我认识一个犹太牧师。
I know a Jewish pastor.
我说犹太人有没有过过安息年或者禧年？他说没有。
I asked him if the Jewish people observed the year of Sabbath. He says no.
我也不知道为什么。
And I don't know why.
但是我可以猜想。
But I can guess.
没有信心。
Because they don't have the faith.
我三年不做工。
How can a person not work for 3 years?
从哪里来吃的？
Where's the income coming from?
哎，那个粮食从哪里来呀？
Where did the food come from?
啊，我总不能叫天上下。掉馅饼吧。
Of course, the heaven will not rain down cookies.
And pizza. I think pizza is better. 但是神其实已经预备好了的。
But God has all prepared.
这个以撒就是亚伯拉罕的儿子啊。
Isaac, son of Abraham.
他有一年的收成是多少呢？
He had a great abundance of harvest 1 year.
他一年收成了一百年的收成。
He had at 1 year the income equal to 100 year.
然后呢
？Harvest.
约瑟呢
？How about Joseph?
他不是有埃及有七年的灾难吗
？There was a 7-year famine in Egypt.
但是他有在这个灾年七年呢，有七年的丰收年。
But before the 7 years of famine, there were 7 years of abundance.
就是犹太人没有信心。
So it could have been done, but they didn't have the faith.
所以说他们从来没过禧年或者安息年。
So they did not observe the year of Sabbath or Jubilee.
所以说这个有耶稣说到禧年的时候，大家都很明白是什么意思。
So when Jesus was reading about the year of Jubilee, everybody knew what he was talking about.
然后呢，他把书卷起来还给执事，就坐下来。
And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down.
然后大家都一起看着他。
And everyone was looking at him.
耶稣对他们说
，Jesus said to them,
今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
哇，禧年来了。
The year of Jubilee is here.
罪人得释放了。
The sinners are liberated.
三座大山移开了。
The three mountains are removed.
你们得自由了。
You are set free.
哇，看大众人都称赞他，哎，对不起啊，并希冀他口中所说的话。
All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips.
哈，真的，神耶稣有这个能力的。
Jesus had that power.
啊，所以说他一讲话的时候呢，他不像文士讲话，他像一个有权柄的人。
So when he was preaching, it was not like one of those scribes. He was speaking as one of those who had authority.
我选用这段经文呢，就想表示他确实有权柄。
And I want to talk about this part from Luke because to show that Jesus indeed has the authority.
好，我们继续来看这个经文。
Let's continue in Mark.
然后呢，在会堂里呢，有一个人被人附着，他喊叫说。拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
Just then, a man in their synagogue who was oppressed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
里面有一个人是被鬼附了的。
So in the synagogue, there was one person who was possessed.
但他说话的时候呢
？And when he was speaking,
他说我们。
He said we.
为什么他一个人说要说我们呢？大家想一想。
Why did he use a plural pronoun? What do you think?
哦，田静说的有很多乌鬼在里面。 不止一个。
There were more, there was more than one impure spirit.
那你觉得是他在说话，还是魔鬼在说话呢？
Do you think that person was speaking, or was it the impure spirits that were speaking?
魔鬼在说话。
It should be the impure spirits, right?
他嘴巴张开的，但是里面的声音是从魔鬼说出来的。
So the demons were speaking through this person.
魔鬼知道耶稣是谁。
And the demons know who Jesus is.
因为他是在灵界。
Because they are in the spiritual realm.
他说：“我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”
They said, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
好，我看要下。好，好，耶稣就责备他说：“不要作声，从这人上。”这人身上出来吧。
Be quiet, said Jesus sternly. Come out of him.
好，我再下一个啊。好，巫鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。
The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek.
哦，耶稣说不要作声，不要说话，出来。
So Jesus said, "Be quiet and come out."
然后那个人就抽风。
And the person had a violent shock.
我估计就倒在地上口吐白沫。
Probably on the ground and just.
然后就叫几声，然后就站起来。
And then he was shouting aloud, and then he stood up.
哎，鬼就走了。
And the demon left.
他人就清醒了。
And the person restored his senses.
啊，我在准备的时候呢，我想到这个格利森有个鬼被。鬼啊，附着人了。
And when I was reading this text, I was reminded of another text talking about another person who was possessed in the land of Gerasene.
他住在哪里呢？那个人。
Where was he living? Do you guys remember?
他住在 grave.
Grave.
哎，他住在坟墓里面。
So he was living in a cave that was meant for.
他不会住在这世人当中。
He will not live with the civilization.
他穿衣服没有啊？
Was he wearing any clothes?
没有穿衣服啊。
He was not wearing any clothes.
不知羞耻。
Because he didn't know shame.
他拿石头干嘛呢？
And he was using stones to do something.
砍自己。
To cut himself.
自残。
He was a cutter.
然后呢，他又什么喊叫？
And he would shout.
耶稣去了以后呢，就把他治好了。
When Jesus went, he cured him.
治好了以后呢，你看他形容他是这样形容的。
And this is the description of the person after Jesus casted out the demons.
他穿上衣服。
He was dressed.
他坐下来。
And he was sitting down.
心里明白过来。
And he came to his senses.
哇，耶稣真的是厉害啊。
Jesus was indeed powerful.
我觉得耶稣还带了衣服去了。
I think maybe Jesus had that clothes with him, extra clothes.
因为他不穿衣服嘛。
Because that person did not have any clothes.
后来就有衣服穿上来了。
And then where did the clothes come from after Jesus cast out a demon?
这衣服是从天上掉下来的吗？
It didn't drop out of heaven.
我觉得是应该是耶稣给他带去的。
I think maybe Jesus provided him with that clothes.
哎，至少耶稣把他从天上叫过来的。
Or maybe Jesus called out the clothes from the sky.
耶稣就这样说的。我想的话啊。
Oh, this is my imagination.
啊，这有一这个 mercy 那个叫商店叫什么商店啊？
商店
shopping.
Macy.
梅西啊，梅西，他就是在梅西那个商店就叫了一套衣服过来。
Oh, maybe Jesus ordered a set of clothes from Macy online.
然后从那个 drone 啊，就是无形飞机啊，就飞过来。
And then a helicopter delivered.
然后就掉下来了。
An invisible helicopter delivered the clothes.
哇，穿得很漂亮啊，那个巫鬼。
And then the person wore a very nice set of clothes.
肯定比我穿的还漂亮。
Probably nicer than the ones I have right now.
因为他心里明白过来了。
Because now he came to his senses.
原来可能脸上很脏的。
Maybe he was very dirty.
哇，现在是个帅哥。
Now he looks all clean and very very handsome.
哦，对，就这样的。啊，我原来看了一个 YouTube 有个人，他是个 homeless， 但他弹钢琴弹得很好。
And I was watching a video on YouTube. There is a homeless person who can play the piano.
哦，他那个头发这么长，是男的，但是头发很长，弹钢琴的时候还要弄头发。
He's a man, but he has long hair.
后来还去一个很大的场所去演奏。
And then he went to a place to perform.
头发剪短了。
And then he had a haircut.
哇，很帅啊，帅哥。
And then he looked totally different.
很精神啊。
It looks very refreshed.
你在这个 YouTube 上面可以找到这个人的。
You can find that person on YouTube.
这个很差别很大。
There's a great difference.
这个
before and after.
被巫鬼附的时候，人是一个样子。
When a person was possessed by demon, he's a certain of a certain outward appearance.
醒过来的时候又是一个样子。
And when he wakes up, it's another kind of outward appearance.
我们也是这样的。
And same thing with us.
原来我们在最终打滚。
We were bounded by sin.
不知道。
We don't know what's right and wrong.
后来被神救了以后了。
But when God set us free.
哎呀，才知道原来的日生活真的是不值一提啊。
Then we know that we were living in sin.
好，我们再看下，哎，这个众人都惊讶，彼此对问说：“这是怎么回事啊？是个新道理啊！他用权柄吩咐乌鬼，连乌鬼也听从了他。”
The people were all amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And what authority? With authority?" He even gives order to impure spirits, and they obey him.
哇，这太厉害了。
He's indeed very capable.
哦，我们要知道鬼是鬼啊。
And we have to understand that the
不要把什么东西都归在鬼身上啊。
Ghosts are evil spirits, but not everything is attributed to the evil spirits.
我原来看到一个教导。
I was reading this teaching.
我觉得他把鬼扩大化了。
I think he generalized or maximized the power of the spirits, the evil spirits.
你嫉妒人呢，有个嫉妒鬼。
He said that when you are jealous of someone, there's a spirit of jealousy in you.
你抽烟呢，有个抽烟鬼，烟鬼。
If you cannot quit smoking, then there is a spirit of tobacco in you.
有喝酒里面呢，里面有个酒鬼。
If you cannot quit drinking, then there's a spirit of alcoholism in you.
你在说脏话里面有个脏鬼。
If you likes to curse, then there's a spirit of profanity in you.
我觉得还是不是那个鬼啊，那个不是
鬼。And you cannot attribute to all your own sinful desires to the demons.
好了，这一讲呢，耶稣的名字呢就传遍了加利利的四方。
And the news about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
哇，然后耶稣的道讲完了。
And then after Jesus finished preaching.
然后我们星期天完了以后，我们回家干嘛呢？
What do you guys do after Sunday, after service?
我想随便问一问，赵总，你我星期天完了回家干嘛
？John, what do you do after service?
干什么活儿？哦哟
！I mow the lawn.
Good husband. 好。
好先生。
怪不得吕翠，你看现在笑得很开心啊。
吕翠是 very lucky wife.
好，但是呢，你看他们一出会堂，就下一节再忙啊。他们一出会堂。就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。
As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew.
西门的岳母正害着热病躺着，有人告诉耶稣。
Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her.
耶稣近前来拉着她的手。
So he went to her, took her hand,
扶她起来
and helped her up.
热就退了。
The fever left her.
哇，耶稣太厉害了！哇、
wow, ，Jesus was so powerful。
我觉得他可耶稣还没有祷告啊。
And that was even before he prayed。
拉起来。
He just helped her up。
哎，热就退了，病就好了。
The fever left her, and he was all better. She was all better.
哎，我们知道有个拉撒路是在坟墓里面死了四天了。
We know Lazarus was dead in the grave for 4 days before Jesus rose him.
耶稣说我要去让他复活。
Jesus said, I'm going to go there and wake him up.
他的这个拉撒路的姐姐应该是马大说他已经臭了。
And the sister of Lazarus, Martha, said, he must indeed be, has a bad smell already.
因为死了四天肯定身体都腐化了嘛。
Because he has been dead for 4 days.
但是耶稣到了坟墓那里。
But when Jesus came to the grave,
他说拉撒路出来。
He said, Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路就站出来了。
And he came out of the grave.
活的。
And he was alive.
哇，太厉害了。
Jesus is very powerful.
因为耶稣是神。
Because he is God.
然后呢，这个西门的岳母马上就服侍他们。
And Simon's mother-in-law waited on them.
我觉得这件事情呢是可能 他们一出会堂就做了的，对不对？
So this probably happened right after they left the synagogue.
然后到了晚上。
And when evening came.
哎，天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。
That evening after the sunset, people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon possessed.
哎，刚才不是说吗？耶稣的名声传到哪里去了？
We read earlier that Jesus' name was spreading across the whole region.
哪个省呢？
To another province.
哪个省？
Which province do you remember?
哎呦，加利利省吧，应该是。
To the land of Galilee.
他们这儿刚刚这个乌鬼给赶出去了。
So they casted out a demon.
每个人都把手机拿出来。
And everybody took out their cell phones.
然后呢，就发那个信息。发微信
send out messages on WeChat.
你知道吗？
Did you hear?
哎呀，耶稣把那个附那个鬼附的人鬼赶出来了。
Jesus cast out demons from a person who was possessed.
哎呀，真的啊！哇，这每个人都收到那个信短信了。
And everybody received the text.
哎，到了晚上。
So when evening came.
或者收到短信的人都过来了。
Everybody got the news came.
哦，你看，一切害病的。
And then it says that everyone who is sick,
被鬼附的,
everyone who is demon possessed,
来到耶稣跟前,
they were brought to Jesus.
合成的人都聚在门前,
the whole town gathered at the door.
没有一个漏下的,
the whole town.
哎, 全部城的人来, 可能应该是有上万的人。
Can you imagine the people from the entire town, maybe tens of thousands of people?
然后耶稣治好了许多害病各样病的人又赶出了许多鬼不许鬼说话因为鬼认识他
And Jesus healed many who had various diseases He also drove out many demons But he would not let the demons speak Because they knew who he was
耶稣在世的时候
When Jesus was on this earth
没有一个病治不好
He can cure all diseases
没有一个鬼赶不出
There was no demon that he cannot cast out
耶稣说
Jesus said
我做的事
What I do
我的门徒做出来的还比我做的更大
My disciples will do even greater things
哎，真的
And that's true
使徒行传这样形容的
There was the description in Acts
保罗或者彼得
When Paul and Peter
他们从那儿走过的时候他们的身子他们的影子都可以赶鬼都可以治病
When they pass bya place where the sun casted their shadow on people and the people will be healed when touched by their shadows
有人把保罗身上的手巾或者是他的围裙拿去
somebody took Paul's apron
哎，就放在病人面前
and put it on a sick person
哎，病就好了
and that person was healed
哎，圣经里面没有这样形容耶稣的
now the Bible did not describe Jesus had handkerchief like that
但是他这样形容而已形容使徒的，哎，门徒的。
But it was a description for the apostles.
就这就证实了耶稣他自己所说的话。
This proved that Jesus said was true.
我做的事，我的门徒还要做得更大。
He said that what I do, my disciples will do even greater.
哎，说不定我们也可以做更大的事哦。
Maybe we can do greater things too.
哎，只要我们只要信靠耶稣就可以了。
We need to rely and trust in Jesus.
好，啊，这个事情就完了吧。
And then after this, what happened?
哇，我们再看下一个。次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野去，在那里祷告。
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place where he prayed.
天未亮是几点钟啊
？What's the time if the sun was?
大家给我一个时间。
Still dark.
啊？凌晨四点啊，五点。
Maybe four in the morning, before four.
或者五点钟以前，或者六点钟以前。
Five.
反正很早了。
So anyway, it was very early.
哦，所以说他的力量源啊是来源什么地方呢
？Where is the source of Jesus' power?
是他的祷告。
It was his prayer.
他祷告的时候和天父在一起。
When he was praying, he was with God.
好，西门。下一节经文再啊，西门和同伴追了他去。
Simon and his companions went to look for him.
遇见了他就对他说：“众人都找你。
”And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone's looking for you."
哎， 这是耶稣呢，他是需要一段安静的时间。
We see that Jesus needed his quiet time.
这段时间他和天父在一起。
He was spending time with God.
啊，我觉得他是在充电。
I think he was recharging.
我们也需要充电。
We also need that recharge.
我们不要天天都服侍。
Don't just serve nonstop.
哎，你要花的时间，早上起来祷告。
We should have devotion time in the morning.
或者说，花一段时间，其他时间祷告也可以。
Or it doesn't have to be in the morning, but just a time of prayer.
花一段时间和神单独在一起。
Spend time to have a date with God.
如果你老是服侍，老是服侍的话
，If you serve nonstop.
你不充电的话
，If you do not stop and recharge.
你就会像蜡烛一样烧尽。
You will be like a candle. Eventually, you will burn up.
如果你服侍很多的话
，If you have many, many ministries.
就是像蜡烛两头燃。
It's like candles that are burning from both ends.
所以说烧得更快。
And you will burn out even faster.
所以说你一定要静下来。
So we all need that time to stop.
好，这些人呢就来找耶稣了。
So these people come and search for Jesus.
说众人都在找你。
They say everyone's looking for you.
众人为什么要找耶稣啊？
Why was everyone looking for him?
大家
，What do you think?
为什么要找耶稣
？Why were they looking for him to heal more people？
哎，就是希望，哎，就有因为这还有嘛，这个加利利的，还有我们那个城还有啊，对。
Because there are other sick people maybe from other cities。
啊，耶稣没有推辞哦。
And Jesus did not refuse them。
好，38节，耶稣对他们说：“我可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道。”
Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also."
哦，他没有推辞，他到不同的地方去传道。
So he went to a different place to preach.
耶稣在世的时候，我觉得总结一下就是做三件事情。
When Jesus was on this earth, what his ministry can be summarized into three things:
传道、赶鬼、治病。
Preach, cast out demons, and heal the sick.
哎，他就到处做这三件事。
And he was doing all that.
哦，他说。
And he said,
因为我是为这事出来的。
He said, this is why I have come.
他来到世上就是做这些事的。
When he came to earth, this is what he came for.
他不会推辞的。
So he will not refuse to do that.
我希望我们啊，也像耶稣一样啊。
I hope we will all be like Jesus.
事情来了。
When somebody asks you to help out.
哎，你就去做。
Just help them.
可能我觉得神把这个负担放在你面前。我觉得我们应该去做。
I think when God lays something in front of you, this is what He meant for you to do.
啊，如果你做不了
，If you feel like you are not capable of doing it,
你就可以向耶稣祷告。
You can pray for power.
哎呀，太多了，事情太多了。
Oh, because there are so many things to do.
可不可以剪一剪
？Maybe you can pray that God will take something away, so you can have a break.
啊，那可以了，没问题。
And you can of course do that.
神会量给你的。
And God will give us what we can.Shoulder, just according to our abilities.
好，然后他说，耶稣说，因为我是这为这出来的，我不会推辞的。
So Jesus said, "This is why I have come, so I will do it."
我希望我们也有这样的心智，或者是向往这样的心智。
I hope we also will have that conviction or have a desire to do it.
于是，好，39节，进了，于是，在加利利全地进了会堂，传道赶鬼。
So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
啊，那么加利利，我查了一下，当时说有几百个会堂啊。
So at that time there were maybe hundreds of synagogues in Galilee.
哦，马不停蹄啊。
So maybe Jesus was running from one place to another.
好，我们再看下面。啊，本来我这个这个经文就完了，但是我觉得下面啊，然后呢？有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”
What happened afterwards is that a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you're willing, you can make me clean."
大麻风是一个很不好意思的病啊，得了人很不好意思。
Leprosy is a sickness of shame.
他们要住在城外。
They need to live away from the city.
不能和这些人聚在一起。
They cannot live inside the city limits.
大麻风有多厉害了
？And it's a terrible contagious disease.
哎，我给你讲一下。
I will tell you how it's contagious.
我小时候我们住在成都。
When I was young, I was living in 成都。
我们都喜欢在河里面去游泳。
We like to swim in the rivers.
有一年呢。
There was one year.
啊，没人去游泳。
Nobody went to the rivers.
因为在上游呢。
Because in the upper stream.
有一个麻风病人死了。
There was a leper that died.
死在河里了嘛，丢在河里了。
And somehow his body was dumped into the river.
所以说没人敢在河里去游泳了。
So nobody will go swim in the river that year.
啊，第二年再游吧。
So they will wait until next year.
所以说大麻风在我们中国人的眼中真的是很不好的。
So even in the eyes of Chinese people, the leprosy is a very terrible disease.
在犹太人中间呢，你如果得了大麻风，你就在外面去住。
And the laws, the Jewish laws says that if you have leprosy, you have to live outside in the rural area.
然后呢，你如果真的是要到人面前呢，你走过，你就说。你就喊大麻风，大麻风，我有大麻风。
So when you need to go to a place and you will encounter people, you need to shout out that I have leprosy, I'm unclean, so that people know that you're coming.
所以人就散开了。
And people will go away.
哎，所以说呢，他就来到耶稣的面前，他就跪下来。
So this person comes to Jesus and knelt down.
他很有信心。
He had faith.
他说啊
，He said,
你愿意的话，我就洁净。
If you're willing, you can make me clean.
只要你愿意，我就行了。
If you're willing.
耶稣动了慈心，伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hands and touched the man. I'm willing, he said, be clean.
哎，人可不可以摸这个大麻风啊？
Do you think a person can touch a leper?
如果你摸了的话，比如说今天是安息日，你就不能进圣殿。
If you touch a person that's unclean on the Sabbath day, then you cannot come into the synagogue.
你回家洗澡吧。
You need to go home and clean yourself.
其实洗澡可能不是回家洗澡，那个时候没有淋浴啊。
Of course, they didn't have showers back then.
活水洗澡。
They have to go into the river.
活水就是流动的水。
They need to be clean by running water.
很多时候圣经解释说要用活水洗。
Many times the Bible says that the running water
is better.
If you use a basin of water, then you will still be dirty.
啊，回水洗了，然后你才能洁净的。
So you can only be cleaned by the running water.
耶稣为什么摸他？
Then why did Jesus touch him?
大家想一想。
What do you think?
耶稣不摸他也可以。对不对？
Jesus didn't have to touch him in order to heal him.
耶稣摸他，就说他有权柄。
When Jesus touched him, that meant that Jesus had the authority.
我可以治好你的病。
I can heal your sickness.
你的病不能传染我。
And you cannot. This is not contagious to me.
就这么简单。
And that's the simple issue.
哎，你看啊，大麻风即使离开他，就洁净了。
Immediately the leprosy left him and he was clean. He was cleansed.
也就是说，大麻风他可能身上有，比如说长的斑点啊、红的啊，什么不很不好看的。
So maybe he had rash and blisters and all these scars on him.
马上脸就变得很洁净了。
Immediately he was cleansed.
人家就知道耶稣是神。
So everybody was able to see that Jesus was indeed God.
所以说，耶稣他有权柄。
So Jesus had the authority.
他可以治病，他可以赶鬼。
He can heal and he can cast out demons.
他同时有一个仁慈的心。
He also had a merciful heart.
他来就是为做这些事情。
This is why he had come.
所以说我们今天讲的是耶稣的事工。
So we're talking about Jesus' ministry today.
耶稣有个心。
Jesus has a heart.
他说，因为我是为这事出来的。
He said, "This is why I have came."Well, I have come.
我们今天坐在这里听到。
Today we're sitting here to listen.
我今天在这里讲。
And I'm standing here to preach.
其实就是一个很简单的一个信息。
And this is a simple message.
我们是耶稣被呼召出来的人。
We are called out by Jesus.
耶稣怎么做，我们就怎么行。
Whatever Jesus did, we have to follow after.
耶稣说，因为我是为这事出来的。
Jesus said, "This is why I have come."
那么我们就说。
Then we will say the same thing.
我们也是为这事出来的。
This is also why we have come.
我们要做耶稣所做的事情。
We want to do what Jesus did.
感谢主。
Praise be to God.
好，我做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你， 借着这样的圣经向我们说话，主啊，你真的是一个有权柄有慈爱的主。你光有权柄命令人，但如果你不做的话，那不是完全的。但是你有权柄，你有慈爱，真的是感谢赞美你。我们有这么大的一个伟大的一个仁慈的主，我们真的是何等的有福分。我们感谢赞美你，主啊，愿你自己把你的事工放在我们每一个基督徒的心里，说我愿意来跟从你，我愿意来做你所交给我的事工。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。